you know, you're looking at basically a continent, the equivalent of a good share of the lower 48. You know, look at your range of ecosystems. Look at your range of latitude. You know, I mean, you're talking about a huge area, and you're talking about an immense amount of time. I mean, I always have a hard time when people talk about us a slice of culture in Alaska, because cultures are dynamic, and so are ecosystems. And it's an illusion when you try to do a timeline, I think. These are things over time I've become more interested in, because it is the fluidity. It's the fact that there is no absolute. And this, for me, this summer has been kind of bringing some of that together. It's the first time I was out in a site in northern Alaska, north of the Brooks Range, that I hadn't been to for about 18 years. And it was also the first time I've been up on the Hall Road in quite a few years. And I was juxtapositioning information from the different areas in terms of what we knew from ethnography. And it's so different. At the same time, you go out to a subsistence camp on the north, or on the Beaufort Sea, and some of that's still going on, and you look around and you realize, you walk into this camp, and I'm going, oh, the stuff that's laying around is just the modern version of what I saw 30 years ago on the pipeline when we were digging sites, you know, or what I saw at Kiniksukvik on that, when we took a little layer of this floor off. And I'm going, you know, some things never change, and yet they're always changing. You know, people are still using the same animal for food at the same, even though they're using different tools to acquire them, a four-wheeler. I mean, these guys drive from Barrow on a four-wheeler, you know, to Peard Bay. And it was just making me crack up. And yet they're still after the same thing, you know. And so when I look at that, and I look at this, the whole pipeline or the Hall Road archaeology, and I realize that it's just, they're just all these transitions of the same thing. Yeah, you've got different cultures, but you just got different people in different times using different resources. And if they're isolated long enough, they're going to have different ways of doing things and speaking and different ways of using materials or adapting to the environment there. And it's pretty, to me, it's very, very fascinating. It makes me more interested in anthropology than archaeology in a way. But it took me a long time to get to that point. I mean, when I first was working on the Hall Road, I didn't want to talk to people. I just wanted to dig holes in the ground and look at rocks. But how can you know about the rocks if you don't talk to the people who used them? You know?